Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the last in our series on 1 John. Today we're reading 1 John 5, 20 and 21. And I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing gives our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. And we know that the Son of God came so we could recognize and understand the truth of God. What a gift! And we are living in the truth itself, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus is both true God and real life. Dear children, be on guard against all clever facsimiles. And we know that the Son of God came so we could recognize and understand the truth of God. What a gift! And we are living in the truth itself, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus is both true God and real life. Dear children, be on guard against all clever facsimiles. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? And we know that the Son of God came so we could recognize and understand the truth of God. What a gift! And we are living in the truth itself, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus is both true God and real life. Dear children, be on guard against all clever facsimiles. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. And we know that the Son of God came so we could recognize and understand the truth of God. What a gift! And we are living in the truth itself, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This Jesus is both true God and real life. Dear children, be on guard against all clever facsimiles. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for the gift of your truth and life that you have given us in the form of Jesus. May we hold all other messages we receive from ourselves and the world around us against this living truth, so that we can remain true to who you have called each of us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.